South Wales government says national efforts to stop Australian girls from becoming child brides aren't working. It's calling for a stronger nationally coordinated approach, and it's also trying to enlist the help of religious leaders, as Penny Timms reports.
The statistics are in, and the reported number of forced marriages in Australia has risen sharply since 2012. According to figures provided to the World Today by the Australian Federal Police, there were just 3 reported cases of forced marriages in 2012-13, but in the financial year of 2015-16, that number rose to 69.
So in any one month, we probably support about 50 to 55 people for both human trafficking and forced marriage. Currently, about a quarter of those clients are forced marriage clients now.
Helen Senior is the National Program Coordinator for the Support for Trafficked People program run by the Red Cross. She says many of those cases involve children.
The new forced marriage legislation in Australia came in 2013. So since 2013, we've now been seeing a gradual increase in people referred to us for help because they're trying to either avoid getting married or they're actually leaving a marriage that they were forced into.
Many of the cases are being referred to authorities by schools, with teachers and counsellors noticing changes in student behaviour. The figures are undoubtedly alarming, but both the Red Cross and the AFP say that at least part of the increase is likely due to better awareness and access to help. Helen Senior again.
It's really difficult to say. We really do need more data from everyone who's seeing forced marriage and to collate that nationally. We are definitely seeing more referrals, but I think it's probably safe to say that a lot of that is about awareness raising, because as we build awareness of, say, for example, family service providers and refuges to identify what that might look like, what are the signs of a forced marriage, we are getting more referrals from those services.
The New South Wales government also wants more to be done. It began recording statistics on child brides in mid-2014. Since then, there have been 73 reported cases relating to 66 girls. Brad Hazzard is the New South Wales Minister for Family and Community Services, and he spoke with ABC News.
There is no doubt that there is a tsunami of young girls, some as young as 9, who are being taken overseas and forced to become child brides. And quite simply, the Baird government is saying to those communities, this is Australia you're living in and you must acknowledge our laws and protect our children.
He says he's worried that national efforts to reduce the number of child brides aren't as effective as they could be, and he's calling on other government agencies, religious leaders and community members to do more.
All this means we have a major problem. And I'm certainly asking the federal government to support the state governments and territories in trying to find a solution to the problem.
The Australian Treasurer Scott Morrison says the federal government is concerned about the issue. He told Radio 2GB that very little can be done without help from the community.
The Border Force can prevent someone from leaving the country where they have a hard reference from a child protection agency or a state police. Right. And what would happen in those circumstances is they would be prevented from leaving the country. They'd be those accompanying would be referred to police, as should be the case. Mm. So the message really here is, if this is going on and you're aware of it, tell the police, tell child protection agencies, let people know what's happening in this situation, because you can't rely on Border Force to take an action on something they don't know anything about.
The Red Cross says it would also like to work closer with child protection authorities across the states and territories.
Penny Timms reporting. And if you or someone you know needs help with issues like this, you can contact the Australian Federal Police or the Red Cross.